Darnold. Oh, gosh. Get out of here, ball. Down the line. It's off the pole. Another home run for Travis Darnold. That is five home runs in his last eight official at-bats.
It's wild. I don't know how to explain it, except I'm just going to keep riding this wave and not try to do too much. And the main thing is that we won today and we're up 1-0 in the series.
The call courtesy Bally Sports and Brandon Godden. And that was Travis Darnold, who you just heard, talking about being the first Braves player to hit five home runs in eight at-bats. And he accomplished that in a Braves 3-0 win against the Marlins.
Sometimes it just looks like a beach ball when you get up at the plate, and that's what he's going through right now. He actually hit another foul ball later in the game that kind of goes down the right field line and hits off the wall, I believe, in foul territory. And just everything he's seeing, he's hitting hard right now, and it's awesome because we talk about it time and time again that it takes different Braves players to get hot at different times. And your sluggers right now, for the most part, aside from Marcelo Ozuna, are not there yet. Acuna is starting to hit the ball hard. Matt Olson going through a slump for Matt Olson, and you have a number of other players just not quite to the standard they played to last year. But this is what you had last year. When you had ups and downs, you had other guys step up to the plate, and that includes a guy like Bryce Elder sliding into that five hole.
Yeah, I actually thought Bryce Elder pitched pretty well last night. I know that it started extremely rough, giving up the first really three hits to the first three guys, one of which just missed being a homer. And because the runners had to hold up, give Michael Harris credit. They make a great throw in there in the relay system, and boom, they get him out. And then Elder locks in, and he retired, I think, like something like six straight, or maybe even more than
still
that.
Good.
And look, guys, I that's just what he does. He is a contact pitcher.
And he talked about getting the opportunity to come back to the majors and pitch.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can. That's kind of all you can ever ask for is an opportunity. Nothing's guaranteed. And I just, no matter where it's at, AAA or here, I'm just going to go out and try to make pitches and get people out and let the rest handle itself.
There was just a point last night where I'm watching him go to work. And he's, nipping and tucking at the outside corners and throwing the ball low and throwing that, cutter, sinker, whatever you want to call it, two-seamer. It's just so good. And there was just a piece of me, and I'm curious to see if y'all felt this way watching this game last night. There was just a piece of me that looked at Bryce Elder and thought, this just feels right. You know what I mean? Like, you get back to what last season was. It just feels like you're at home. Like, you're just like, thank God somebody has stepped into this role. And I just felt, I felt comfortable with him on the mound last night.
Well, to your point, this is exactly what he did all last year, which got him to the All-Star game. No walks. Guys, when Elder's not walking people, he's in.
It's the
when
key.
He's pitching to contact and he's not walking people, that's when he's locked in. When he starts walking people, that's when Bryce Elder gets in trouble because, a guy like him benefits so much from Michael Harris, Austin Riley. I know Ozzie's not in there, but Arcia is in there. Matt Olson. Those strong defensive guys, because they're gonna make the plays more times than not, and that's what a pitch to contact pitcher really, really needs.
There was a point last night where Arcia bare hands a ball in the hole, and he doesn't get. They ended up replaying it and overturning it, but he throws to first, and you just sometimes forget how good he is defensively. Man, he's been so good for the last year plus.
Back to Elder though, the way he's starting right now and what he showed you guys yesterday, it had him maybe looking back a bit into the past. He was upset that he didn't start the year in the majors, but he's focused on the bigger picture now.
I was upset at first. I think that's always going to kind of be my reaction. But I also kind of figured out, like, if I kind of sat down and realized that I'm still 24 and I plan on playing this game for a really long time. And so if you look up and hopefully about 12 to 15 years, nobody's ever going to remember this. I'll hardly remember it. So I kind of took it as however long I'm going to be down, I'm going to figure out what I can do, whether it's 1 week or the whole season. I'm going to figure out what I can do to make my stuff better and kind of get back to the form I was in parts of 22 and 21 in the minor leagues and then even at the beginning of last year.
Yeah, look, and that's the other thing is last night, like, you figured out some things clearly down there, and then he gets up here last night. The first inning starts off as a debacle. And then, boom, they find a way to get out of it with no runs. And that's a confidence builder. When you can get out of a jam like that, I don't care who you're playing. It's a major league roster up there. And you know, I've heard guys that have played down in the minors are like, what's the difference? And they're like, well, you know, when you're a hitter, all the pitchers can locate. All of them know how to finesse. And then all the hitters, like, they don't miss mistakes.
Right.
And that's what all these guys that come up will tell you. And so doing what he did last night, almost going seven innings, is a 100% a confidence boost for Bryce Elder. And guys like that, when they get it, they get on rolls.
It just seemed like the game started going so quickly for him right after that first inning. And you mentioned he got in a little bit of trouble, and the ball does hit off the wall. And you kind of got lucky on the hop going straight to Michael Harris off the wall. But he settles in. Like you said, confidence booster, keeps the ball low in the zone and gets a number of balls on the ground. And he just – I don't think you could have asked for any more from him last night when we talked to Grant Friday about, hey, when is Elder coming up? And, you know, what's the future hold for Darius Vines? And Elder's going to eventually be that guy. You talk about seven when not earned. And I know he scattered eight hits, but to your point, man, he doesn't walk anybody and he keeps the ball in the zone and pitches a contact. That's what he is. And this is a guy who went 12-4 last year. I think a lot of people remember the second half and the playoff game more than they do the first half. And hopefully he's learned from that second half last year and can kind of, I don't know, string it further out this year and kind of pitch into the back half of the year.
And Ronald Acuña Jr. also making some history in this game. He stole 190 career bases, so that he notched his 190th one yesterday, breaking Rafael for Call's record. So
it's crazy.
It's crazy
because they had guys like Dion and Otis Nixon here, and then and you know, obviously they didn't play long enough here, but the record
it's
is 190.
Like the Braves era, yeah. So
yeah,
pretty cool there.